as well about other things I had issues with. Well, you know, the shadow people, the mirror people, the humanimals. It's complicated. Whenever I get stressed, especially when I was more tired, I would sometimes, like, how do I say this? When I see something really far away and it's out of my peripheral vision, I try to comprehend it, but for some reason, I just can't comprehend some things, and it horrifies me and mortifies me. And sometimes when I look at an animal, I swear to Christ, I see a human head. I see, like, a human head, like, impose upon it, and it looks grotesquely mangled. I hate it. I hate the way it looks. It looks disgusting. It looks vile. And it always upsets me. And it upsets me to the point I feel so angry that I want to kill it. But then I calm down on an instant later, because it's just an animal, it's not anything else, but it really disturbs me deep inside. Same thing with mirror people. Whenever I get stressed or drunk or something, I swear to Christ, I look in the mirror. I notice people watching me. I notice some kind of mirror people somewhere around in my corner of my eyes watching me. I know they're not real, but it's just that feeling. As well as the black vans, the gang stalkers. There's always a black van parked outside my house. I'm not happy with that. Right now, I don't feel anything. I'm perfectly fine. I feel calm. I don't feel like anyone's watching me. I feel good. I feel safe for once. And yes, it's just nice. But usually when I don't, when I get frustrated, I always feel like someone's watching me, someone's spying on me. They want to come and steal my thoughts. They want to come and steal what I think. And they want to use my ideas against me in court, in a future court case. I don't know for what exactly, but they want to try and sue me. They want to try and sue my mental health. They want to try and hurt me. But that's not going to happen on my watch, no. But now I don't have those thoughts. Now I don't, it just doesn't click anymore. Because I know it never made sense, but now I know it makes no sense. Now I know it has no chance of making sense at all. And I feel much more safer for that reason. Demons, well, whenever I have night terrors, I always see a black amalgamous shape that I can't comprehend. It's such a horrifying thing. I cannot explain to you how horrific sleeping is. It doesn't happen every time, but whenever I go to sleep, and this happens sometimes, ever since I was a child, this has been happening to me, I would pretty much get into a PTSD episode in my own sleep due to it. That's how horrible it was. And I'd wake up, I'd start throwing things about the room, I'd start screaming at the top of my lungs, I'd get into a fight or something. I wouldn't even remember any of it until I wake up. And I'll never forget this one time. I was sleeping once, and I woke up, and I looked at the door, and I saw two robbers. They had balaclavas, and they're complete pitch black. I couldn't comprehend almost. They horrified me. So I went to my second story room, and I opened my window, and I was about to jump out. And that was a close call. And I looked back one more time, and nobody was there, and I calmed down immediately. The medications, they're amazing. If you are having illnesses or anything like this, please talk to your psychiatrist. Just don't do SSRIs. Always do your research before you take your medications. Always do it. Always check how it affects your brain. If you're neurodivergent or if you're neurotypical, that depends heavily as well. It will change a lot on how you think. Every detail is very important about your body. So if you have any mental problems, please check them out.